TUC Radio San Francisco, Time of Useful Consciousness. Coyote is the government. Mr. Willard Rhodes is from the Issatway Band of Pitt River Indians near Mount Shasta, California. He received the story of Coyote from his grandfather and grandmother, who saw the future before it had arrived. I met Willard Rhodes at a summer camp on the land of the hereditary chief of the Ajumawi, a position that was eliminated by the U.S. government when they replaced traditional governments with their tribal council systems. Very few Pitt River Indians remain today. Not far from the land where I met Willard Rhodes was a U.S. Army fort from which, beginning in the 1850s, the Army ventured out to kill or forcibly remove as many of them as they could find. Only a few families survived by hiding in the mountains. Willard Rhodes is one of the last elders who remember the rich heritage of the Issatwe. He learned the cosmology of his people that sees the earth and the stars and the galaxies as cells in a heavenly body. He was taught to read petroglyphs and to understand how these huge rock carvings were made without the use of modern tools. Willard Rhodes is a retired heavy equipment operator. He had come with his family and several of his many grandchildren to the summer camp to observe the meeting of the Indigenous Environmental Network. He told me that he was born in Goose Valley in a little town the Indians call Uwamki. He spoke about his father in a way that showed the love and respect he had for him. His father had a small ranch and was able to feed many people during the Depression. His grandparents were the source of his stories. They would hold him at night when he slept in their room. Even after he began making his own living at age 14 as construction worker and ranch hand, he returned to their house to learn. The story of Coyote and that of the spider and the lizard were told to me on a very hot day in view of the massive snowy volcanic cone of Mount Shasta. The sounds you're hearing come from the children playing, the wind, and a drum in the distance. We were sitting on the banks of a river that flows 30 miles underground in a lava tunnel from the glaciers of Mount Shasta to surface in the green meadow to our right. Here is Mr. Willard Rhodes.
The coyote is the government, or the people that work for the government, the police, anybody that wears a badge, anybody that tries to overrun other people, that's the coyote. There's very few people within the law that have a humane feeling. They all have to do exactly what that badge permits them to do. They can't do anything without jeopardizing it, and they're afraid they'll lose their job. That's what I mean about the coyote. So the Indians had a way of telling the story, so they used this old coyote for a lot of different things.
Was it Coyote who brought the automobile?
Well, the old coyote fixed those automobiles. He's the one that had them made. That's the large corporations, whatever. So he made an automobile. And it hurt people in the end. It's destroying and hurting people more and more and more. Everything that the old coyote fixes hurts people, such as the dams they put in the rivers. What does it hurt? It hurts all the fish. It hurts all the animal life that lived along that river. It hurts the people, and it poisons the water. In the first place, the rivers were clean, and it was always running free. When they dammed them up, they started getting dirty and rotten. The shellfish that lived in the rivers are all dead or all full of bugs or worms. That's what the old coyote is. Everything that you try to make better in the end hurts you. That's the coyote.
What about TV?
TV is poison. T TV poisons children's minds. It gets them to where they don't think right anymore. They think that the TV is something that's almost real. Everything is fixed like that. It's fixed to brainwash children. Even to education, schools, is fixed to brainwash children. Before, when children went to school, they started in at the first grade. They were probably five to six to seven years old before they started. Everything that you learn before that age stays with you. You don't forget that part. So what do? They take the little children, 3 years old, send them to the little preschool, and they regimentate them. You sit down and you take orders. Whatever somebody says, you have to do. And that goes on from preschool to kindergarten. That's the time that they are implanting their thoughts within that children's mind. The old coyote's thoughts, not humane thoughts. They take the humane feelings away from people. And then all through school, what do they teach you? They teach you how, well, I always call it percentages. How to give a man a dollar and get back three. That's what they teach you in school, is always how to get more for what you give. And if you don't believe it, just look what happens. Look at your own education. What did it teach you? Education is a two-edged sword.